This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Archbishop Desmond Tutu, the Nobel Peace Prize laureate and veteran of South Africa's struggles against white minority rule, died Sunday at the age of 90, the presidency said. No details were given as to cause of death. Tutu was diagnosed with prostate cancer in the late 1990s and in recent years was hospitalized on several occasions to treat infections associated with his cancer treatment. His enduring spirit of reconciliation in a divided nation always shone through, and tributes to him poured in from around the world Sunday. South African President Cyril Ramaphosa described Tutu in a televised address as, quote, one of our nation's finest patriots, end quote, adding, quote, our nation's loss is indeed a global bereavement, end quote. The Vatican said in a statement that Pope Francis was saddened and offered heartfelt condolences to his family and loved ones. The chair of the elders said, quote, we are all devastated, end quote. The elders is a group of global leaders working for peace and human rights that Tutu co-founded. Archbishop Tutu's foundation announced his funeral has been set for January 1st. Safety concerns swelled Sunday and holiday travel headaches soared, with thousands of flights canceled, events scrapped, and new Omicron cases mounting as people wrap up Christmas celebrations bruised by a resurgent COVID pandemic. Nearly 8,000 flights have been grounded and tens of thousands more delayed from Friday through Sunday, with multiple airlines acknowledging that Omicron spikes have prompted staffing shortages. The highly transmissible Omicron strain has sent new cases skyrocketing across the globe, with countries reviving dreadful